We are joined by Revere head football coach Lou Ciccatelli, off to a 2-0 start and at Classical Friday night to take on the Rams. And Lou, what's been going right for Revere football?
Well, so far, so good. A lot of things have been going right. We're averaging about 36, 37 a game, and we have two shutouts coming into Classical. So, we're optimistic we can keep it going, and we know we have work cut out for us. Classical is a very, very good football team, and we're looking forward to Friday night.
I'm sure you scouted Classical last week, but they came out with a bit of a spread look Friday.
Yeah, he's all spread, but in the past he has run some double wing, which they used to run, so we got to be prepared for both types of looks. They ran a lot of spread against Swampscott and lost the heartbreaker, so I'm sure they're going to be quite hungry on Friday.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about some of your players. Let me ask you about your quarterback, Danny Murphy. Tell me about him as a player. What kind of an athlete is he? Describe him and then his role on this team.
Sure. Well, Dan's one of our captains. He was a captain as a junior last year. He was also an NEC All-Star last year. Dan's just a great kid, great leader, as all my captains are. And thus far, he's done a great job running our offense. I know he's got two touchdown passes this year and three running touchdowns, and it's only week two. So he's done a lot of great things for us thus far, so far.
Yeah, so he's picking up a bunch of rushing yards as well as the passing yards, right?
He is, yeah. We run him a lot. He's always on the move. Most of his passing stuff, he's out of the pocket, sprinting out and moving. So, he's definitely a dual threat to run and pass.
All right, and how about some of his other offensive weapons on offense for you? Maybe starting with the skilled positions, and then let's transition to the offensive line for you.
Sure. My other captain, Stevie Knoll, one of my running backs. Stevie had a nice touchdown run last week. He's also my kickoff, my PAT kicker. He's another great leader. He's done a lot of good things. Victor Rivera. Victor had 180 yards rushing and three touchdowns last week. A very dynamic player, junior, and we're looking for him to continue his pace. And our receivers, Oscar Lopez, Frank Antrim, Jake Noftel, John DeSimone, all good skill guys, all pitching in and doing their part on offense.
Yeah. Over on the defensive side, if you were a scout looking at Revere football, what players might you single out as guys that are making a difference on defense?
One would definitely be my captain, Stevie Knoll. He leads us in tackles this year already at linebacker. Jake Noftel, my other outside linebacker. Making a lot of tackles. My other captain, Anthony DeStefano, defensive end. He's been a force this year, creating a lot of havoc. Also, Fultron, my defensive tackle, has been very tough to block up front. So those would be the guys kind of leading that.
Coach, what about as you look around the rest of North Shore football, any particular score or team standing out as you watch the results pour in every weekend? What have you noticed or what are you paying attention to?
Well, in our league, it's got to be Gloucester. I mean, and not in Classical too, but as far as a non-league game. But it's Gloucester looks very, very good. They turned it on last year at the end of the year, and I think they're going to be a team to be reckoned with. So we get our work cut out with them. And I'd also say Swampscott. Swampscott is an improved football team, so they look very good also too.
Yeah, I would agree with you on Swampscott. I've seen them twice, I guess, now, and seen both games. And they played well defensively against English, and they ended up playing pretty well last week against Classical in the double overtime win.
Yeah, that was a great game. Yep, they spread you out. They're still doing the old Dombowski stuff, and which is good. And they're a team to be reckoned with also. No question.
All right, Coach, anything to share on your team at all? Anything else?
Always, as always, proud of my boys, working hard, and just hoping we can keep it going. And the key is to stay healthy. And that's kind of it right now.
All right, Lou, good talking with you, and good luck Friday night.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Lou Ciccatelli, head football coach at Revere High School on MSONewsSports.com.